Hello and welcome to the Warren Group's April Foreclosure Podcast, where we'll be diving into the latest foreclosure trends and stats across Massachusetts. There are 1,117 foreclosure starts in the Bay State in April, a 16.6% increase from last year's mark. This marks the 26th consecutive month of percentage increases. April's auction notices rose 71.3% on a year-over-year basis, with 752 filings compared to 439 in 2015. And joining us now to discuss these trends is Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Jeff. Beautiful weather we're having, eh?
Definitely. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
First, we'd like to know, foreclosure petitions this year are averaging 1,121 a month. Which direction do you see these numbers trending through the rest of 2016?
Well, that's a good question, Jeff. It's hard to predict the future because we don't know how many delinquent mortgages remain in the foreclosure pipeline until we see the order of notice that the Commonwealth's land court. That order of notice, that's the first public record that gives us an insight into what lies ahead. As you mentioned a moment ago, we have seen 26 consecutive months of increases on a year-over-year comparison. So we have a steady trend upwards, and I guess it'll probably continue for the rest of the year. The highest monthly total for petitions to foreclose was 3.5 years ago, and that came, let's go back. What I wanted to say was that the highest monthly total for petitions in the past 3.5 years came in February, and that was February of this year, when it peaked at 1,264 petitions to foreclose. In each of the past 2 months, the total has slipped a bit, but not enough to give us hope that the end is in sight. It appears that the dramatic decline in petitions to foreclose in 2013 was not an indicator that our foreclosure troubles were over. It was merely a sign that lenders had slowed their processing and long delinquent mortgages were left in the system until the market had improved. Lenders are now processing foreclosures at a steady and increasing pace for over 2 years now, and I expect it'll probably continue.
Very nice. Now, with foreclosure rates steadily rising, do you think the addition of these new homes being added to the market will result in foreclosures dipping anytime soon?
Well, I suppose it's possible that the booming real estate market we are experiencing this year might reduce the number of foreclosures in coming months. Let's say it's theoretically possible. The scenario is that there are few homes on the market for sale right now. There are not enough homes for sale to satisfy the demand from all of the buyers who are out there shopping. To satisfy the demand, we might see investors willing to pay enough for the distressed properties. Lenders might receive offers for these homes that are not enough to pay off all of the mortgage debt, but still enough to make the sale attractive to the lender to avoid the cost and the delay associated with a lengthy foreclosure. That's the theory anyway. It really depends on how fast home values are rising and how much money is owed. The biggest problem is that many of these homes have been delinquent for so long that regular maintenance and repairs have not been made. So anyone who buys them has a big investment to make to get them ready to move in or to get them ready for resale. I don't think home values are rising fast enough in most communities to make a big difference in the foreclosure rates.
Definitely. And lastly, a number that jumped out in April 2016 was the 71.3 increase in the foreclosure auctions from the previous year. We haven't seen a percentage this high in 13 months. Can you point out any factors that could lead to auctions yielding this kind of increase?
Well, I sure can. Before a home can be offered for sale at a foreclosure auction, its owner first must be given an order of notice, also known as a petition to foreclose. Last year, we counted just under 12,000 of these petitions, so that's about 1,000 every month. So 700 auction notices in a month seems reasonable. What is unfortunate and sad, really, is that more of these foreclosure starts can't be resolved before the property gets advertised for sale at auction. I think we need to assume that when lenders slowed down their processing of the foreclosures in 2013, they worked hard to resolve as many cases as possible. What we have left are the toughest cases, ones that have no easy solution. An auction is the last resort.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and the services that The Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.